My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about 7 unconventional ways to generate more leads. So I guess I'll go first because I've been talking about this and I don't think I've drilled it in enough. Having a customer data platform like Hull.io, Hull.io, or Segment is going to allow you to do so many things that you are frankly ninja. Like if you talk about doing this stuff like 5, 10 years ago, it would have seemed unreasonable. But being able to say, okay, I want to be able to find people on my website that have visited from enterprise companies only, and I want to find all their email addresses, and I want to drop them into a sales sequence and retarget those people. You can all do that if you have all your customer data from disparate sources combined into one source, and then you hook it in, and then you're able to basically create all these different formulas. Yes, it's a little techy, it's a little complicated, but if you're able to do that, let's say Neil's traffic, he's getting above 7 figures visits a month. If you're able to do that, you're going to be able to generate so many more opportunities that other people can't. And you're going to be able to really utilize the data that you have, because I think we're just scratching the surface. Like even what we have, we're about 240,000 visits a month right now, which is decent. It's still a lot of data to use.
Yeah. So when you're collecting leads, I mentioned this in one of the past podcast episodes, and this is a few episodes ago. Leads is all about quality. You want to make sure that you're getting all the information you need. And it's not just about collecting like 20 form fields. It's about doing it in a way where people don't feel like you're collecting it. So I love using tools like lead quizzes, which would be number 2 for us. And what Lead Quizzes does, it makes capturing a lead more like a quiz. More people are encouraged to go through, makes it easier. Your visitor to lead rate increases. And on top of that, you're collecting all the data that you want. I'm really heavy on this. I do this as my exit pop-up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've been meaning to go through that. You guys should go through that. Number three for me is personalization. So personalization meaning that, again, if you are able to use a customer data platform, so we'll use Drift as an example here. Drift, basically, they realized when Delta Airlines visited their website, and then they basically said, hey, we help companies like Delta Airlines. They personalize the chat, but you can also personalize your website too to say, we help companies like Delta Airlines. Actually, if you visit, again, we'll go back to the example of Hull, H-U-L-L. If you go to their site, hull.io, you can see, I see our logo in the middle, and it's talking about how they can help single grain. That to me feels a little warmer, and like it feels a little concierge-like.
Yeah. The fourth tool that I have for you guys is MaxMind. So Eric's talking about personalization. One interesting test that we ran, I don't know the conversion numbers off the top of my head. I do know it was more than 10, 11, or 12%. It was something more substantial than that. We started to include city and location within our copy. So when you're collecting a lead, for example, if I'm doing marketing services, I'd be like, hey, I'm Neil Patel. I'm looking to help a business grow. The only question is, will it be yours? That was one of my headlines that I used to use. People would fill out their information. I then ended up changing it to enter in your city through MaxMind. So, hey, I'm Neil Patel. I'm looking for a business in Las Vegas, Nevada or Los Angeles, California to grow. Well, the question is, will it be yours? And that one little thing drastically increased our lead numbers.
I remember that. I didn't know it was called MaxMind.
Yeah, we're on number five.
Number five. So number five is Mad Kudu. So Mad Kudu is basically a lead scoring system. It basically uses machine learning to predict how likely someone is to be a high quality lead. That's one. And how likely they are to convert. You can tie that in, again, with Drift. You can tie that in with Hull.io. You can tie that in with so many different tools. And it's going to help you make better decisions in terms of where you want to put your sales resources and where you want to put your marketing resources.
Number six. I love pre-filling people's information for them. So using API services like Clearbit, when someone comes to your site, you can try to help pre-fill some of the fields for people, make their lives easier, and your conversion numbers should go up.
Yeah. Number seven, I mean, I talked about Drift, so why not? The funny thing is, Neil and I, we both don't use chat right now, but live chat does still work for people.
It just slows down my site too much.
Yeah, that's why I think we both took it off. But look, for some businesses, it makes sense to have live chat. I just think from a services perspective, it does not make sense because you are looking to engage in a really high level, high dollar amount type of conversation. And again, we're sticklers about the site speed.
You know what I've been testing out recently? So you take a tool like Mobile Monkey.
Uh-huh.
You take, instead of chat like Drift, you take Facebook type of chat, you collect a lead, and you're getting a Facebook contact.
And you broadcast to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'll do an email broadcast when I release a new blog post, push notification, and Facebook Messenger.
The push notifications are subscribers, right?
Yeah, so I do all three at once.
So guys, check out subscribers.com. That's another one of Neil's tools. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right, that is it for today. But guys, we are doing the event, the live marketing school event. It's going to happen in June of 2019. Go to singlegrain.com/DTLA to fill out your application. We're capping the attendee size, so probably better to get in now than later. And before we go, I do want to read another review. So this person says, horrible podcast, 5 stars. Nick MHC, if you're a professional marketer, you should find a different podcast and not use anything these two guys say. Winky face. Basically, he wants to keep the tactics for himself, I think, which is smart. So anyway, that is it for today.
And thank you for the review.
Bye.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.